Scary Stories
from a cat and a duck.
Hello and welcome to Scary Stories, where I tell scary stories to people. This time I have a guest whose name is, what is your name, guest?
Hello, Scapy. This is Dr. Eleanor Rock of the Rock Institute of Rock.
Thank you for listening to my story today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad I could be here to clear up all of the confusion about the various Dr. Rocks that have been on the show.
I didn't notice.
Well, earlier in the show, there was a Dr. Rock mentioned on one of the shows, and later there was an Institute of Rock, whose name I believe was the Rock Institute of Rock, which actually exists in London, and I am a professor there, and so I'm glad to be able to clear up that confusion.
I wasn't confused. I didn't even notice.
Well, that may be the case, but I believe that some of the listeners might be a little confused.
Okay. Anyway, do you know how this works? Basically, I tell you a story and you're like, yes, I heard the story, basically.
It sounds thrilling.
All right, I'm going to start then.
Go right ahead.
This week's story is called The Interlopers by Saki. All right, once upon a time, right, there was this guy. He was in a forest. He had a gun, okay? Because guess what? He was hunting, okay? But he wasn't hunting for, like, animals. He was hunting a person. His name was Ulrich von Gradwitz, okay? And he was like, this is my forest, so I get to hunt here. Basically, there was this, like I said, Gradwitz, right? He was like the head of the family, and their family owned this land where you could hunt for stuff, okay? But, like, a long-ass time ago, there was, like, a dispute where people were like, no, that's our land. And he was like, no, it's not him, but his family was like, no, it's our land. And the Gradwitz peoples won, okay? But the other people were like, not really, we don't believe it. So they continue to insist it's their land.
It sounds like something that could easily have been solved by a battle of the bands.
Well, it's like there's a battle kind of going on. What do you mean?
You know, one band gets up and plays a rockin' song, and then the next band gets up and plays a rockinger song, and then people vote, and somebody wins.
Well, the rockinger song wins, duh.
So why don't they settle it this way?
Well, it's already decided, the rockinger band.
But you said they were still battling.
They're not playing rock music. They're hunting stuff.
And I'm suggesting that they should play rock music instead.
Well, look. This is about their hunting at this moment, so maybe in the future, okay? But for now, it's hunting. So he's like, Ulrich von Gradwitz, okay, is like hunting, and he's like, okay, I know that this other guy named George Znaim, okay, his family is sneaking in tonight to try to do secret hunting in my property. So that's why I'm here with this gun to shoot him. And so it's like windy, and it's like a little cold, but he's like, well, I'm gonna shoot him. So he's thinking about it. He's like, yeah, this is gonna be intense. So he had, he was there with a bunch of people, but he had gone off on his own because he was like, I wanna find him and I'm gonna shoot him. And he was thinking to himself, like, oh, dude, imagine if George Zidane was right here right now. You know what I would do? Kill him. Because nobody would be around and nobody could stop me. And I would just be like, oh, you know, that's what happened. And so he was thinking about that. And then so he walked around a tree and all of a sudden, guess what?
What?
There he was. He was right face to face with the guy.
Oh, snap.
Well, basically, yeah. So they were like standing there staring at each other like, and they both had guns and they both were like looking at each other going like, but, you know, they're both like people. So they didn't like immediately just go, oh, shoot, and shoot. They were like thinking about it because they had to like build it up. You know, they had to be like, all right, I'm going to shoot this guy now. Here we go. Because they're like civilized, okay? And so, but But what happened is, before either of them shot the other one, the wind, like, picked up a little bit more. And there was a mighty crack, and the big tree fell over on both of them. Okay?
I've seen it happen before, when you're using an amplifier that amplifies too much, and it can create a wind that kills people.
Well, it didn't kill them. I didn't say it killed them, but the tree cracked and fell over.
It sounds terrifying.
It was. What happened was basically Ulrich von Gragwitz, okay, was like, oh, that hurts. And he was pinned. He was pinned under the tree. His legs were trapped. And he was like, oh, my arm is pinned underneath me. I can't move it. And my other arm is like tangled in the tree branches. Oh, no. And he had like his face got cut. And he had blood dripping in his eyes. And he was like, blink, 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 blink. Get the blood out of my eyes. Blink, blink. And so when he blinked the blood out of his eyes, he could see, and he looked, and right next to him, also struggling, was George Zanayim, also pinned, and also can't move at all. And he's got blood all over his face. He's like, but he was like so close by that if he wasn't like pinned, he could have like, you know, touched him if he wanted. So Ulrich was like, oh, sweet Jesus, damn it. Oh, craziness. Well, I'm alive. Great. But, sucks. And when he heard that, George was like, I can't see you, but I guess you're still alive, eh? You're trapped under a tree on your own land, huh? Ha 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 ha.
But he was also trapped, was he not?
Yeah, that's what Ulrich was like. He was like, yeah, but at least it's my land and you're trapped under somebody else's land, so So people are gonna be like, oh, that guy was trapped under a tree while he was breaking the yard, so he's a jerk. Cause what'll happen is my people will come and find us and they will be like, arrest this guy or whatever, you know. Then George was like, yeah, but are you sure that your people are going to find us? Because maybe my people will find us, did you know? And when they do, they might be like, hey, let's move this tree off George, but oh, we accidentally dropped it on Ulrich Squist dead. And then I will send your family like some flowers to be like, oh, it's too bad it's dead. And Ulrich was like, well, that's a good idea, because when my people find us, maybe we would drop a tree on you. But we won't send condolences, because we'll be like, oh, he's died a criminal, so whatever. And George is like, good! I'm glad we're gonna kill each other right now, so tonight we're gonna finish it with no interlopers to ruin everything. Like, they always do, those interlopers. So, you just damn you! And Ulrich was like, yeah, well, damn you, so.
I'm telling you, if only they'd had guitars, they could have battled this out once and for all on the stage.
They're not on a stage! And their arms are pinned! So they couldn't play the guitars!
I had a student who once played a guitar with his feet.
Their feet are pinned! They're pinned! You know pinned?
No, I can't say I've ever been pinned.
It's like, okay, imagine you were a cat, okay?
I suppose.
And then imagine there's, like, a fatter cat, and that fatter cat just, like, jumps on top of you and holds you down.
This sounds semi-autobiographical.
So it happened to you already.
I meant for you.
No, look, no. I'm saying, if that happened, you can't play the guitar, can you?
Not with cat paws.
But if it was a fat person, okay?
Just continue.
So they're both under the tree, both pinned, and they're both like, I'm gonna kill you when my friends show up. But here's the thing. Even though they were both like talking junk, right? They were both like, hey, we're gonna do this, blah, blah, blah. They really both know that it's like 50-50. There's no guarantees it's gonna be one of them or the other. It's like totally up in the air. It could be either one of them gets killed. So they're both just kind of sitting there ruminating about it, I think, right? Just like, I hope I don't get killed today. And Ulrich is like wiggling his arm a little bit, just kind of getting his arm out. And eventually he gets one of his arms free and he reaches into his coat and he gets his little bit of wine. And he's like, I'm going to have some wine. And he drinks a little bit of wine and he's like, oh, it's good. Oh. And he looks over at George and he's like, that guy's that guy's in pain. It sucks. I know what pain is like because I'm also in pain. Like, right this very minute, I'm in, like, a lot of pain. So I feel bad for him. Why don't I offer him some wine? So he's like, hey, George, I've got some wine. Do you want to drink it? If I threw it over to you, would you be able to drink it? And George is like, no, because I'm pinned, but also, shut up, you're a jerk, and I don't want jerk wine. And Ulrich's like, all right, fine, I'll drink the wine. So then Ulrich is just kind of sitting there, kind of like resting and hoping that his people come. But he's like, you know, this is all kind of silly, maybe. Like, that guy is hurting, maybe I should be nice to him. Why are you always fighting? I don't even get it. So he's like, hey, George, here's the thing. You said you're going to have your people kill me. All right, fine. That's cool. But I'll tell you what. This is silly. There's no reason for us to fight. If my people come, I'll be like, help him out. Help him out first. And then I'll say, this guy is a guest on my property. And I'll say, why don't we just be friends, okay? Why do we need to fight about stupid hunting grounds? Why don't we just, you know, just be friends? And George is like really quiet for a minute. And then he's like, can you imagine how crazy that would be if we were friends? Like, everybody would be like, what? Because they would be like, well, I can't believe that they're friends. That's like insane. That's totally crazy. And then, like, you could come over my house to sleep over. And, like, I could come over and eat dinner with you sometimes. And you could have, I would only hunt here if you would bring me over as your friend, okay? And then I would be like, hey, do you want to come hunt some birds with me on my land? And we could all be, like, buddies. It would be good. Because, basically, like, nobody could stop us if we just went made peace. There would be no interlopers to be, like, getting in the way. It would just be like, we're friends now, so there we are. So then they were both kind of just sitting there going like, yeah, that's pretty good. We're just going to be friends. And they were both kind of, both still kind of going, I hope my people get here first. But then, but now they were thinking, I hope my people get there first so I can be like the first to be super friendly. So I could be like, hey, help that guy. He's my friend. To be like showing off how nice they are. And so then the wind died down for a minute and one of them was like, hey, wait, it's real quiet. Or why don't we yell to see if anybody hears us? And the other one's like, yeah, okay. And they're both like, hey, help us, help us, help us. And they didn't hear anything, but they're like, let's try again.
Somebody should have taught them to use their diaphragm when yelling.
It's probably pinned, because everything is pinned. But Ulrich's like, I think I hear something. And George is like, I didn't hear nothing.
You know what would be poetic justice?
What?
If it was a bear that came to eat them.
Well, what are you trying to do?
I'm just saying, if I were writing this song, they'd get eaten by a bear.
This isn't a song. This is a story. I wasn't singing it. I sing a lot, but I'm not singing right now. Do you not know?
Many songs are also stories.
But I'm not singing.
All right, get on with the talking then.
All right, so she's like, oh, what's that over there? Oh, I heard something. All right, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh, dude, I see movement over there. Somebody's over there. Let's get our attention. And they're like, hey, over here, blah, 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 blah. Over here. And he's like, oh, they're coming. Here they come, here they come. And they're like, how many? It's like, oh, like 9 of them. And George is like, oh, it must be your friends because I only had like 7 people with me. And Ulrich's like, oh, maybe. So here they come. Oh, they're coming. And he's like, oh, George is like, I can't see. Do you see him? Like, what? Is it them? Is it your friends? And Ulrich's like, no. And George is like, who is it? And Ulrich is like, dude. It's the world's. The end!
Well, that was poetic justice. Scape, I have a proposition for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
You said that you like to sing a lot.
Yeah.
And I also know that there's a scary moral to the story.
Yeah.
So, if you sing me a song, a brief one, about what the scary moral is, I will take that recording to the Rock Institute of Rock as your audition. And if you like, I can try to get you in so that you could become a professional rock star.
Yes, basically is what I'm saying.
All right, then. Are you ready?
Yep.
Go.
The scary moral of this is the story. The scary moral of this is the story is dog going in the woods. There's wolves in the woods.
That was pretty good. I think you need a little bit of a bridge in there, though.
Don't go on the bridge, there's a wolf on the bridge!
Not quite what I was going for, but I'll take it. Now, why don't you end it?
What do you mean?
Well, it just ended on don't go on the bridge. It needs, like, a righteous ending.
Because going on the bridge is the wrong thing to do!
Very lovely. I will cut this together and bring it to the Rock Institute of Rock. Also, I might argue that there's a different moral to the story.
No.
Don't go in the woods.
Or on the bridge.
How about don't fight fights when you don't know what they're about?
What? They knew what it was about. It was about the hunting place. The woods.
But it wasn't a very good fight and they both died.
Because they went in the woods where there's wolves. Duh.
All of this should have been prevented by a battle of the bands.
Wolves probably would eat bands, too.
But if you played loud music loud enough, it might have hurt their ears, and then they would have run away.
Whatever. Seriously, Fink, you're better off just getting away from wolves.
All right, fair enough.
Because why risk it? What if they have earplugs?
Then you can bash them over the head with your guitar.
Well, maybe. But still, I just think, if you've got wolves, you're better off not having the wolves around.
I guess that's fair.
Good, good. Okay, so basically, good song for me, yeah, and that's about it, right?
Thank you very much for letting me listen to your story and to get your audition tape.
You're welcome. Next time on Scary Stories, maybe something scarier or something, well, that's not scarier, but it's still just as good, so stay for it.